Blog Talk Radio.
Monday afternoon, as I played a little hooky from work today, just resting up, charging up my batteries for a long week ahead. Just want to pray that you all had a wonderful Mother's Day. I know that you're not mothers, but the ones that mothers are living, I pray that you had a wonderful time with her yesterday, and that you have been enjoying yourself. I just want to address the state of upper echelon, as we have been in a stalemate. As unfortunately, last week we dealt with a tragedy of one of our brothers. A few of our brothers was impacted with some tragic news, and let's continue on praying for the Tovars. That they're probably going to be all up for the rest of the season, so we want to just continue on praying for them. And it affected a lot of the league. It affected myself. Very tough news that we received last week. And I'm just going to continue on praying for Carlos and Chris. Just continue on keeping them in the prayers. Our prayer warriors pray for Chris and Carlos. Quickly, just want to address upper echelon. We have been a little sluggish with some things, and we just want to – I want to address them real quickly. As I made a short show because I didn't want to drag this out too long. But like I stated before in my last episode that I done with my little rant, but it was – we had rules that we was wanting to get posted this off season, but the off season went into the weekday, and the weekday kind of changed the whole dynamics of us posting rules, and it was trades and a lot of things going on in my personal life that I couldn't reach out like I wanted to and get the message passed along. So hopefully the guys that listen to this message will comment in the group, and we will go from there. The rules that we did and put in place. DJM put it in the rules section of upper echelon during the off season. Hopefully you guys keep checking on the rules. As we said after season one, the rules were subject. We flexible. We will change after every off season and try to make adjustments that fit the league. And we try to play stem style football. Stem style football means that we try to emulate the NFL type of gameplay in the best way we can in a video type of setting. With that being said, the 70-30 rule is a run-pass ratio or pass-run ratio. Either way, you want it 70% and 30%, and that, you know, for my fans equals 100. As we look through some studies, and I will post up the graphics with the numbers for the from NFL past season, no team went over the 70-30 ratio with pass and run. And a lot of guys the past two seasons has just been abusing passing the football every single play to the point where our league is really starting to flow into a more of an arcade type of style of play instead of a sim style of play. And that is not something that we want as owners of a league. We do not want guys just being a pass-happy league, especially when these guys are just running the same six to seven plays over and over and over and over again. We had put a rule in place that we didn't want two plays being called on the same drive. Basically, let's open up the playbook a little bit more. And as I see screen after screen, I'm seeing guys using the same plays over and over, back-to-back plays. And it's upsetting because we was doing good for so many seasons that we didn't have that problem. But now the last two seasons, it's just been getting worse. I can count at least seven games last season where I've seen guys out of 45 plays, they ran the ball four times. That's unacceptable. We have to get better balance. And we're not talking about 50-50. Out of 50 plays, if you run 50 plays, all we need you to do is run the ball 15 times out of 50 plays. And that should be more than enough to get the ball to be a 70-30. That's all we're asking. Out of 50 plays, 15, and we'll get the max statistics in the group as the season wear on. But the 70-30 rule will take an immediate effect after the advance. We advanced today, and I will get this rule out to each and every person today. Like I said, I'm off work today, so I can get this message passed along to everyone. But we need to get back to 70-30. It's not the majority of the league, but it's a handful of guys, and we want this to clean up because you don't have enough plays in your play. It's understandable if you were calling 35 different pass plays. It might be acceptable. But guys are running six different plays and recycling them over and over and over and again. And you're running this play five and six, seven times a game. It's becoming a bit much. Defensively, I don't like it neither, but it's more understandable because the defense don't have as many plays as the offense do concepts. So let's get out of that bad habit of out of 45 plays, we're chucking it 40 times a game. That is ridiculous, and it's going to be stopped. We're going to have to get back to playing sim-style football. Secondly, I want to address real quick is screaming. Guys, we're glad that you're playing your games more. We had got a sale the last few days, like I said, due to the tragedy, but we have to pick up ahead of steam. But two things that ties in together, the UE scheduling has not been posting up games or what time that these games will take place. And another thing, screaming is not being taken place as well. We're not getting screen saved. We have a link. I will post the link to everyone's site. I will get each and every person an opportunity to get themselves the information to know to post their screen. Let's start using YouTube. If you can't get it with Twitch and you don't know how to do it, Ustream, set you up a YouTube account where you don't have to worry about if the screen is saved, and it automatically saves your game, and we can go from there. Because we need these games streamed. I'm not watching your games to watch your games. I don't need to steal plays. We're not doing that. We want to make sure the lead is being played and ran the way everyone signed up for. And we need to know that by streams. No one is coming in the group is telling us that their stream posted. Some guys come in and tell every time they post their stream, which is wonderful. We're not talking to you. But the guys that don't come in and tell us that their stream is being saved, at least let us know what your stream name is one time and save, have it saved, so when it does happen, I can follow you because I follow majority of the league. That's how I know these games are not being streamed because I'm not getting notifications to my email address. So we need these games to be screened so we can know that what's going on and post it in the group and the chat so other guys can watch the game as well. And it's not for stealing plays or anything like that, but it's for the fairness of the league so we can see what is going on and seeing if anyone is breaking any type of rules. We need these streams being saved, and we need these times being posted throughout the week as well. We only got like five more minutes on the show. Like I said, it's a short show. I just want to address the UE. We are planning to continue on going all the way up to August. That's still the game plan. Things might change, but I doubt it. I think a lot of guys don't build teams a certain type of way. You got draft picks. They got rookies that they want to play at least a few more seasons with. So let's continue on being active and getting these games posted. Within the first 24-hour event, please contact your opponent. Please. I'm not saying you have to play your game within the first day. We're not saying that. You can play your game at 8:30 the night of the advance if you posted it. That's fine. But at least reach out to your opponent and ask him what time can you play. Agree upon a time. Give a time window and agree on the time so we can get this league running back smooth. It's been stale, and guys are trying to find each other on advance day, and that is not fair to the other 30 guys in the league. We need to be more fair and conscious of everyone's time, all right? That's what we mainly the show is about, the 70-30 rule. We want to get more balance. We're tired of seeing people chucking the ball down the field 40 times a game, running 6-7 plays at the max. We need to change that up. We need to get more balance, and we will have a graph of showing how many percentages 70-30 out of 30, 40, and 50 plays, because 50 is pretty much the max of how many times you're going to run the get plays in a game. You might get more, but 50 is the max. So we'll have a graph for you in the chat, and we'll post it in DMs, whatever we need to do, but we need to be more balanced, okay? So those days of passing about 40 times and running it 4 times is over. We're not going to take that lightly anymore. We're going to have to start laying down suspensions for guys who think it's okay to throw the ball 40 times and run the ball 4 times. And I know you're going to say, well, what if I'm getting beat real bad? You're getting beat real bad when you're throwing about 15 times out of the first 16 plays. That's how you're getting behind as well. So don't use that as an excuse when you had a chance to try to balance your game plan out at first and you never did. And now you get down 3 scores and now you really do got to pass the ball every play. We're trying to avoid that as well, okay? So let's continue on keeping this spam-type football. And saving your screens is very, very important. We want guys screaming because a lot of guys haven't even been screaming lately, which is against the rules. We're breaking rules now, and it's like you're not respecting our time. And when you're not respecting the rules that we put in place and that we had, that's fairly disrespectful to myself and DJM as well, all right? So we want to get out of that type of form of disrespect because we're taking time to do this league. You don't like it, you can leave. We're not saying it to be disrespectful. And if you're just tired, you're tired. But we want to continue on following something that we took our time out to create a fun league. And we want everyone to continue on abiding by rules. A lot of guys have got complacent, will feel like they don't have to screen. If the game is lagging, let us know. And then, okay, we're going to say cut screens. But resetting these routers, you need to start doing them on a weekly basis, at least 2 to 3 times a week. If you're playing in 2 and 3 or 4 different leagues, you need to be resetting your router 3 times a week. It takes less than 2 minutes. You can reset it. That'll just keep everyone off of Wi-Fi in your house for 2 minutes at the max. It will not hurt anyone. 2 minutes at the max. And to reset it, it'll keep your gameplay a lot smoother, okay? So remember the 70-30 rule. We're going to be more balanced. We'll have a ratio for that. And also streaming. We will be setting out the information for streaming. It is on the website under forms, under suggestions. It's in there. Please go look at that. I have sent it out to a few guys before. But if you cannot save your stuff on Twitch or Ustream, please go to YouTube. Just go to YouTube. I made a joke about everyone going to YouTube, but it's really the best way to go. If you don't want to learn how to save your streams, go to YouTube, and you don't have to worry about it. It automatically saves every single game you play, and we will know that. And when you stream in your game, when you're about to play, go into the chat. One of you go into the chat and say, hey, my stream up. Let me know one time what your stream is, and from now on, I will just post your link up, or DJM will post your link up, or KT will post your link. We will post the link. We have no problem with doing that. It doesn't take a lot of time to do that, all right? But we need to continue on getting back in within following the rules of upper echelon, because so upper echelon can continue on being a great league that it was before. We got a lot of people from different leagues stealing our players because they know it's a good league and we have a good core of guys, and we're going to continue on doing it. Real quickly, I got 30 seconds. We have the Browns open, the Chargers are open as well. If you know anyone that's very good and wants to play in this league and that's active and follow rules, we can add them. And we have the Cardinals and Falcons that's going to be on auto probably the rest of the season. So we got 4 teams that are not going to be playing on a regular basis right now. So if you're not playing, then we definitely got your game started up. And I want to apologize to the Jaguars in public. I've been doing too many things at one time Saturday night, and I messed them up big time, and I apologize in public. All right, I'm Hills the Best. Get your games played. It's all about the UE. Have a blessed day.